I'm Marisa Waddell with you on Issues and Ideas. The Central Coast Writers Conference is celebrating its 30th year this month. It's coming up on Friday and Saturday, September 19th and 20th at Cuesta College. 30 years is a long time for a conference to flourish, so they must be doing something right, and they must be filling a need. I'm here today with Judy Salamaca, who is a writer, best known locally for her column in the Tribune, and as director of the Central Coast Writers Conference. Also with me is Don Maruska, who is an entrepreneur, a business coach, an author, and a speaker. Don is the closing speaker at this year's conference. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks, Marisa.
It's good to have you. And Judy, I'm going to start with you. What is it about the Central Coast Writers Conference that has made it so long-lived?
I think it is the variety. It was started by Lillian Dean at Cuesta College because she saw a need for budding writers to learn more about the craft and to spend more intensive time than they could in the classroom to learn this and to outreach published authors to come and teach their craft. And that's how it started. The basic template was developed so that there are workshops that are 75 to 90 minutes long. We have maintained that, but at the same time, over the 30 years, we keep adding a few new things here and there to keep it fresh and exciting. It's also the most affordable writers' conference for any weekend. You go to San Francisco, to Los Angeles area, and it costs more to go to their weekend writers' conferences than it does to come to the Central Coast Writers' Conference.
Mm-hmm. Who comes to these conferences? You mentioned budding writers, but it's a whole spectrum, right?
Absolutely. We have a teen program, so there are middle school to high school to students, whether they're in college or just fresh out of college, that have an interest in writing, but they're not sure what to write. They haven't written their novel yet or their nonfiction, and they want to explore the writing process. So we have those, as well as many who have multiply published, and some blockbusters like Don Maruska's.
Mm-hmm. So, Judy, you have 1.5 days packed full of workshops and speakers and panels. Can you just encapsulate for me the variety of what we might expect at the Central Coast Writers Conference?
From 12:30 to 4:30, we have several workshops on craft and learning about writing, the writing process.
And that's on Friday,
and publishing,
right?
And that's Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then we go into our blockbuster evening with on stage Ann Perry in discussion with Victoria Sackheim.
And Ann Perry is just such an exciting author to have at the festival.
She is. Then we'll bring out two more authors with Ann Perry. Perry, Victoria, Barbara Abercrombie, and Mara Pearl, who will perform reader's theater style their works. They'll be doing some readings, as well as they will be talking about their process and their journey in mm-hmm. writing. Then on Saturday, we have four sessions that are 8 workshops in each session, 75 minutes long, of just about anything you can think of to learn the writing process.
And that's everything from poetry to writing
novels, to characters, to your autobiography, to nonfiction, to even if you don't know what to write, we have one workshop that will take your core idea and figure out, do you do a screenplay or do you do a novel? And then we will also be announcing the writers competition winners, and then we'll end up with Don Maruska, who will share how all of us can capitalize on our talent.
And I'd like to know, what inspired you to invite Don to be the closing speaker at the Writers Conference this year?
Because he inspires me, and he inspires not only authors, but this is a business today. And if somebody is going to get into publishing, they need to know that it is a business. And Don knows how to inspire corporate businesses and people how to utilize their talents, both in his books and as a coach. So that inspired me to invite him.
And Don, your latest book is Take Charge of Your Talent, 3 Keys to Thriving in Your Career, Organization, and Life, which you co-authored with Jay Perry. What do you mean, take charge of your talent?
Well, the critical thing for people is to figure out how to make the most of their talent and have fun doing it. For writers, there's really two stories that the writers are writing at any particular time. They're not only writing the fiction or the short story or the poetry or the nonfiction that they're writing, but they're also writing another story, and that's the story of how they're using their talent. Often I encounter authors who feel like they're victims. You know, they feel like, oh, I could be doing wonderful things. I could have a great novel or whatever, but. And then, you know, the buts are, I don't have the time. I've got kids. I got passed over. You know, the opportunity isn't there. Someone else snagged the idea that I had, whatever. And so what I want everyone to leave the conference with is a sense of how they can become the hero of their own talent story. So they're not only writing great works of literature, but they're also writing their own story in a compelling way that they'll be proud of for themselves, for their family, and for others.
What do you mean by the hero of their talent story?
Really, if you think of a hero, all hero stories have a common structure to them. Heroes have hopes that they have for themselves and for others in the future. And then inevitably, as they go about pursuing those hopes, they encounter obstacles. What distinguishes a hero is how they navigate those obstacles, how they not only figure out how to struggle their way through the obstacles, but in fact, how the obstacles become ways that enrich their journey. And in fact, I'm going to be sharing with the audience at the end of the conference how they can use the obstacles that they encounter to actually accelerate their progress, not just to figure out how to wrestle through it, but how to actually accelerate their progress so they can come up with real tangible results they're going to be proud of and that they'll enjoy sharing with others.
You have said that 30 to 40% of our talent remains untapped. How do you measure that and what's getting in the way?
Very simple and straightforward way to measure that. Ask the people themselves. So for the last decade, I've asked thousands of people in dozens of organizations around the world, some of the very top-performing people in the top-performing organizations. These are not slackers. These are people who are working very hard. And I've asked them two questions. To what degree is your current job tapping what you're capable of providing? And to what degree are you satisfied with that and with the job overall relative to being fully satisfied? In both cases, people indicate they're about 60 to 70% satisfied and 60 to 70% fulfilled in terms of use of their talent. In fact, the two are correlated. The more that people use their talent, the more satisfied they are. And that's what I want for the audience members from this conference, is to realize how they can be tapping more of that talent so they can be more fulfilled in what they're doing. That's the science behind it. And then how do you do it? Well, there are three keys. We're going to focus on the first of the keys, which is how do you power up your talent story? How do we apply the latest insights from neuroscience and psychology that enable us to make the most of our talent? And there's some real key insights on how to do that. And people are going to be actually practicing in real time how they can power up their story on the spot so that they get the energy, they get the opportunities, they get the actions that are going to help them to propel themselves forward in fulfilling ways. And they can take that home and share that with family members and friends.
What exactly is a talent story anyway?
A talent story is indeed like the hero story. What are your hopes? What are the opportunities you'd like to be pursuing? What are the obstacles that are getting in your way? And then what are the actions that you can take to go through that? What we found is the best way to help somebody get out of their story, the story that they're stuck in, and into the story that they'd be excited about living, is to have a talent catalyst. That is somebody else who asks them a series of key questions that are driven by what we understand from neuroscience and psychology as being very helpful ways to stimulate our better thinking. And those help people see themselves in a new light. It's sort of like having a mirror. You know, we don't really see ourselves till we look in the mirror. And so this gives them a mirror around themselves to be developing new and fresh ideas and ways to go forward.
So these are some questions that you have come up so that people can ask one another. And
yes,
that's the catalyst to get that new story going.
Exactly. And it's amazing. People will find just by having somebody ask the question and then be a generous listener, that is reflecting back what they're hearing and really holding for that person what their hopes are, new ideas will come forward. They hadn't realized. It helps them put the pieces of their life and their talent together in ways that they hadn't thought of before. And it's coming from the person, but it's being stimulated by someone who's asking them these thoughtful questions. And people are going to practice doing that with each other. I've done this, you know, hundreds of times with thousands of people, and it's just amazing to see how the room lights up and how people get engaged with that simple process of being a catalyst for one another.
Can you give me a couple of examples of some of the questions that
Sure.
get to that story?
Exactly. Well, one of the most powerful questions we found is to ask people, well, what are the hopes that you have for your talent? Not what is somebody else expecting of you or what have you done with your talent? Those are all things that tend to tighten people up and make them fearful, like, oh, I haven't done a good job or whatever. But rather, where do you want to go with your talent? What are your hopes and why are they important to you? Because oftentimes people have sort of surface hopes, like I hope I have a blockbuster novel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's either you accomplish that or you don't. But why that's important to somebody gets to what's really significant. In Judy's case with the book that she wrote, she really wanted to share what was the history of Bakersfield, a place that she'd lived for quite a while, and the interesting people who helped create it. You see how even more powerful that is than just, oh, I want to write a book? That's getting to what the motivation is, what the excitement is, what her engagement is around these topics. That's what fuels people forward. So that's just the start of the questions, and that's how we'll begin.
You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell, and my guests today are two folks who are with the Central Coast Writers Conference, and it's coming up on Friday and Saturday, September 19th and 20th at Cuesta College. We've just been listening to Don Maruska inspire us about how to take charge of our talents, and Judy Salamaca is the director of the Writers Conference. Don, do you find that people become a little anxious when they're asked what the hopes they have for their talents are?
It is a question that people aren't usually asked. We ask sort of really kind of ham-handed questions of each other. You know, like, oh, have you finished that novel yet, you know, that you've been working on forever or whatever. Things which really, you know, make people feel defensive. So mm-hmm. it's an unorthodox question, but that's why it's a catalyst for fresh ideas.
What are some of the more common obstacles that people come across? And then what do you mean by accelerate through them?
A very common obstacle that people have is lack of time. You know, if I had the time, I could do that. But, you know, I've got the family obligations, I've got the grandkids, I've got, you know, my job, I've got whatever, whatever, whatever. A very powerful tool is how to use what we call the surgeon's schedule. You know, surgeons have to have that laser-like focus because lives are at stake. Mm-hmm. So they can't have office hours happening in the middle of their surgeries, right? They have to have that kind of focus. My argument to people about their talent is it's the same thing for them and their talent. Because while lives aren't at stake in the physical sense, their life is at stake in how they're using their time. And if they're not really making use of that talent that they really have a burning desire to make use of, their life has become something less than it could be. The idea is to actually help people figure out what's their most creative time of the day, how could they carve out some of that time to do a surgery, you know, which could be writing the first few pages of the first chapter of something they enjoy writing or whatever their profession or interest is. And how could they do that? What I found is that when people have that kind of focus and they just have a couple surgery times mm-hmm. in the course of a week, their enthusiasm, their energy, their excitement for what they're doing and about themselves just skyrockets because they're feeding themselves in a very powerful and profound way with what they really want to be doing. And that just makes the rest of their life work a whole lot better.
Don Maruska is the closing speaker at the upcoming Central Coast Writers Conference. It's the 30th annual conference on Friday and Saturday, September 19th and 20th at Cuesta College. He's the author of Take Charge of Your Talent, Three Keys to Thriving in Your Career, Organization, and Life. And Judy Salamaca is the conference director. Judy, can you give us the contact information, website, how to register, all of that kind of information that we'll need?
It's cuesta.edu/community programs. Everything from how much to which workshops you want to sign up to, even what kind of lunch you want. It's all there at cuesta.edu/community programs.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Judy Salamaca and Don Maruska.
Thank you.
For Issues and Ideas, I'm Marisa Waddell.